Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Show that is designed a curriculum to give you an in-depth study, a codified study a bird's eye view, leaving no stone or leaf unturned, crossing every T and dotting every I of the God of Abraham. Bless and praise his holy name and continue to let his footstep be your pathways. And so, let me say this. I think some of you can understand the common sense of it all, that everything in life is codified. I mean, from a certain seed come a certain plant, a tree, or so on and so forth. Certain rocks develops jewels, diamonds, gold, silver. Everything in life has a codification. So be that it may, wisdom should dictate to you that the Most High is codified also, more importantly than anything else in life, and that you should get under the codification. Stop leaning to your own understanding and doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, and when you want to do it. That does not suffice. It will not work for you. It will work entirely against you. So, and you may very well be asking, Yamsu, here's the we. Well, we have Katria from New York City, Sister Huey from Detroit, Michigan, and we have you. See, don't leave it upon us to do your studies. Do your own studies, then come with us and study along with us. Okay? That's going to work for you. And we suggest that you get a new heart and a new spirit in order to facilitate the understanding of these studies and to make the right application. And be that as it may, the only commentary I have for today is when I see the Chris Rock and Jada incident, I'm reminded of King Ahab and Jezebel. King Ahab, a weak king, and Queen Jezebel, a dominating personality, a manipulative, dominating personality. A weak man and a dominating woman will get you in a hell of a bad situation. So I'm often reminded of that because our studies always remind us of something. Doing our king doing things he shouldn't have did, he bears the responsibility. Although Queen Jezebel manipulated him into it, he bears responsibilities for his own actions. And certainly it's the case of Queen Ahab, and certainly the case of Will Smith and Jada too. So let me introduce to you Sister Yahudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yahudi, your mic is hot. May the Most High bless you. Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom. I'm going to beg to differ. We have different opinions. From the impression I got of reading about Jezebel, he may have loved her. This is what he chose. A woman, which the Most High said, not from a different nation, but from your own tribe. And she loved him the way that, from her perception, from the nation she come from. And the things she did, no, they weren't right, because it was prophesied that, what, the dog would eat her a lick her blood or something like that, and he had a terrible ending, too. So it was both of them, because he made a choice. I thought Will, getting back to this, like I said it before, even if he got angry, but solved it even so people can see, because it was out there with the joke, and talked to, what's his name, Rock. At least that, but, and people are very disappointed. A lot of the pit followers are really disgusted. And they say he had over, like, close to 10 million followers. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Because he made a choice. Something going on with his life. He made a choice to pick her. I can't blame all her. Because he made that choice. Nobody, excuse me, make a choice.
I didn't blame all her, and I stand behind my position. Both of them bear responsibility, just like Queen Jezebel was complicit in the action of King Ahab, whether she liked him or not. She was complicit in her action with the king, and the king was complicit in her action with this Phoenician woman. So I still stand behind my position, and both bear responsibility, just like King Ahab and Queen Jezebel. So that being said, you have a right to your position, but I stand behind mine. Now let us introduce Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. All praise, shalom, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael. Shalom.
Shalom.
Bless y'all, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Praise y'all, Cartrell.
So we're comparing kings and queens to comedians.
No, we're comparing behavior to behavior.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So what happened to the first man?
You already know.
What happened to the strongest man?
You already know.
What happened to the wisest man?
You already know. And what happened to the comedian?
Okay.
All right. Okay.
We got a comedian in the house. I'm just
keeping it real, Judy. I'm just keeping it real.
No, that's I'm just kidding.
No, yeah. Ain't no joke. I'm sure Adam wasn't laughing. I'm sure King Solomon wasn't laughing. I'm sure Jim Shon was not laughing.
And you laughing.
Yeah, it's Judy. King Solomon said it was vanity, and his ego basically ego run amok, that kind of behavior.
King Solomon said it's better to dwell on a rooftop than in the house of a contentious woman. He
exactly.
said it's better to dwell in the desert land than in the house of a contentious woman.
Exactly.
And trust me, he fell into his own trap, King Solomon.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And he knew better. He can't just put it on all those women. He knew better. So like I said in the case of Will Smith, he just can't put it on Jada.
Oh, no.
That's what it sounded like. We were about to say the same thing, y'all. So.
Oh, yeah. He ought to have known better.
Mm-hmm.
But since he don't study us and study our codification, anything goes.
All my brother Will Smith had to do was stand up and kiss his wife on the head. You crack another head? I love this head. Say what
exactly.
you want to say. This is my head right here. I love it.
Exactly. Well,
you're
right. I agree with you, Katya. He should have kissed on top of here. This is my head. And keep off his head, player. And that's what he should have said. Keep off this ball head. This is my ball head.
Ball no. This is my head right here.
My ball head.
Say what you want to say.
No. It was happy. Point
fashion.
Blank,
yeah,
huh?
It was stupidity. That's what it was.
There you go. Thank God. Fashion, dumb.
Now he's in a world of trouble, ain't he?
Oh, you
better believe it. And the police wanted to arrest him that night, but Chris Rock was the better man. He said, no, I don't want that.
I told you.
Right.
Chris Rock, he's from jump. Chris Rock showed himself the better man. He didn't retaliate. He didn't, like, try to crack Will Smith upside his head. Nah,
mm-hmm.
He came back like a professional, like he's
mm-hmm.
supposed to do.
And then he got
had you retaliated.
Yeah, it would have been a whole lot. Yeah.
It had been a bigger story than what we're talking about now.
Exactly. And then, you know, they said they wanted to put him out. They went to Chris Rock. Chris Rock said, no, don't put him out.
But, you know, that's the hand of Yah, right?
Exactly.
Because this Oscar award show was done by our people, from the production to the announcing and all of that. And the first
exactly.
time they gave us the opportunity to do it, they asked them to throw a wrench right up in there. Boom.
I'm going to make Queen Jezebel act up, and I'm going to make King Ahab act out.
Let you know how I feel about these idols that y'all worship.
Yeah, that little Oscar fella with the knife. I'm going to put a stick on you. I'm going to stick it to you.
Y'all said I'm a jealous guy.
Yeah, Oscar stuck it to him, did the contrail? That little knife he got in his hand. He been waiting for a long time.
Over a piece of what? A metal.
Yeah.
As an idol, what is it made of? Don't even move. Can't even talk back.
But it's stuck in
the wheel.
That's going
to collect dust when you place it on the shelf, and you got to keep dusting it off.
And they worship it. They spend a lifetime career trying to get an Oscar.
But you know something that came to me here? It was all African-American people of color producing the Oscar, the first in history.
Right.
And so many of us, people of color, won. And this had to happen. I said, I wonder if the Most High is, like you say, I'm going to raise your skirt. Reveal.
And he certainly did, Sister Hootie. Mm-hmm. He raised it, and they were buck-ass naked.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so Sister Hootie and Katria. Y'all ready to put in some work?
All day, every day.
All right, let's get busy then. May the Most High bless us and let his footsteps be our pathways so we don't lean to our own understanding. Get this codification right. And chapter 61 of Isaiah, the Alpha said, not who you may be thinking. You may be thinking some other entity, but you have to keep in mind who is speaking. And this is Isaiah speaking about himself in his first verse. He says, the spirit of Yah Elohim is upon me. And he left this for them then and us now. This is an ongoing. This is just not a one-time thing. He left it for our brothers and sisters in captivity in time past. And our brothers and sisters who are still in captivity and in prison, universally speaking, right now. Because believe it or not, you may not want to believe. Here's the young, so you crazy there. I'm free. Free to do what? Whatever they want you to do. However they want you to do. That's what you're free to do. You're not free to sacrifice or do anything that Most High require you in someone else's land. You're in prison. And Isaiah makes this explicit. He's talking to our fathers and mothers back in the day, and he's talking to us today. This is a continual evolving story. He said, the spirit of Yah Elohim is upon me. This is Isaiah speaking about himself. Because Yah had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. You ought to be meek, Will Smith, and humble. He has sent me to bind up the broken heart. Jada Pinkett, your heart is broken because you're in a lot of openness and entanglement. To proclaim liberty to the captives, and we're all captives. You can lie to yourself and each other all you want to talk about, I'm free. You're free to do whatever they want to do, you to do whatever they want you to do it, and no more. Yes, you may be a man, but you ain't running nothing. And if you're running businesses, most often you're running their businesses the way you want they want you to run them. You better believe it. 901 in Memphis, Tennessee. Will Smith, Jada Pinkett, Chris Rock. You name them, I'll call them. We're all captives. And we should treat each other better than the debacle with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett going against Chris Rock over a little silly joke that didn't make any sense at all. And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Yah says we are bound. And by virtue of opening the prison, he's opened our minds with these studies. He's giving you some sense of freedom of the mind, made not of the body, but of your mind in connection with him. So you get freedom from all these holidays, Oscar, and so on and so forth. It frees you from all this nonsense and gives you a open quarter to the Most High and protection. Mm-hmm. He says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Elohim and a day of vengeance. There will be a day of vengeance of our Yah to comfort all that. We are here to comfort one another. Isaiah is setting the example how we should be treating one another, not like the messy old tacky old way that we're treating each other, unlike the way that Will Smith treated Chris Rock, and so on and so forth. We should be treating each other, comforting one another, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, and oil of joy for mourning, That's what the word of Yah does for you. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness that is upon us, and we're heavily, heavily downtrodden, that they may be called trees of righteousness. Why does the Most High want you to do this? So we may be called trees of righteousness. The planting of the Elohim, he planted us through his word, that he may be glorified because of his actions. And they shall be... Yes.
What people on earth can say that they ashy?
We, man, come on, bro. Get up in the morning. You'll see your knees. You see your elbows. I got to put that, my wife bought me some, what is that, that stuff she got. I use it quite regularly. So my knees be ashy, my elbows ashy, my neck ashy. I don't know what my behind look like. I imagine it's ashy too.
And until you put that oil of joy on in the morning, you ain't gonna look too beautiful.
My wife hollered out, Cartier. She hollered out from the back study room. She said shea butter. She bought me some shea butter.
Shea butter.
Oh, yeah. You know, but that's
yeah.
Right.
And I'm shade up too.
Yeah.
My actual behind.
Well, we've never seen an ashy European because they don't like to put oil on their skin.
Right.
But if we come out of our house without no oil, trust me, you're going to look ashy, brother.
Your face going to be ashy. Your behind going to be your knees, your elbow, everything. Your leg, your thighs, your neck, your head. If you shave your head, it'll be ashy. It's true.
Ashy people. Come on, man. Put oil on.
It's true.
And anointing. Yeah, that's like anointing.
Yes, sir.
And what will we be doing, Cartier, Julie? And they shall build the old waste.
Mm-hmm.
They shall rise up the former desolations. And they shall repair the waste cities in our land, the desolation of many generations. See, a lot of this desolation in our land has been going on for many generations. And strangers have stand and feed them. They're going to be working for us. Strangers
have stand and feed them. It don't sound like a ticket to heaven.
No. They're going to be feeding our flocks. They're going to be flock boys.
Building our walls.
Yeah. And the sons of the aliens shall be your plows. They're going to plow our crops and your vine dressers. They're going to be doing the work. We're going to be on top. We're going to be telling them what to do and how to do it, when to do it. But you should, what is our job? What will our job, our primary job be in the land? But ye shall be named the priests of the Elohim, all of us. Men shall call you the ministers of your Elohim. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. You're going to boast?
So.
Huh?
If we understand the role of the priests in our nation, they got the best of the best, right?
Yeah, they certainly did.
And we, as priests to the Most High, are
the best of the
commissioned
best.
To be like angels, to minister to the Spirit of Yah, who dwells here on earth, not in heaven, but we are the ministers on earth. So we're like angels, which is why he calls us priests, his priests, the ministers.
Praise Yah.
So the angels minister unto him in the heavens. The nation of Israel ministers unto Yah on earth.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
So it says, God, your society, for your shame, I'm going to give you a double portion. And for your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion because they have confused you. But you're going to rejoice in your portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double, a double portion. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Who is it them? Us. Yahkub, the nation. For Yah love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. I don't want y'all to undermine nothing to praise me. I will direct that work in truth. I will put y'all to work in truth. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Who is it them? Us. And their seed shall know. Shall be known among the Gentiles. They don't really know who he is. but they're going to know who you are. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people, all people. All that see them shall acknowledge them. They won't be calling us niggas anymore. That they are the seed whom Yah has had blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Elohim because of that. Isaiah is saying, my soul shall be joyful unto my Elohim, for he had clothed me with the garments of salvation. He had covered me with the robe of righteousness, action upon us, salvation from Yah, righteousness from us. As a bridegroom decked himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorned herself with her jewels. That's how we're going to be. It's like we married to him, and he going to be adorned for us. He's going to be an adornment for us, and we shall be an adornment for him. We're going to work together just like a wife and a husband relationship, which should be the most tightest relationship in the universe, and which reflects upon one another. The husband reflects on the wife. The wife reflects on the husband. One of should be, but when you got this openness going on, and they're doing this Western Hemisphere culture thing, open things, and it ain't really open, okay? And finally, for as the earth bringeth forth her bud, her crops, and as the garden calleth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so Yah Elohim will cause righteousness, an action upon our part, and praise, an action upon other people's part, to spring forth before all the nations. We will be acting in accordance with Yah as a bride and doing reflecting righteousness and doing righteousness. And as a result, we will receive praise to spring forth before all the nations. It's a domino effect. One thing, the Most High adorns us as his bride. We are reflecting him by our actions are in accordance with codified righteousness, not self-righteousness. And as a result, we will receive praise due to the fact that we are working in flow like we read yesterday. And we are working in that flow with what the Most High dictates, that codification. And as a result, we receive the praise because we're working for Yah. Yah don't work for us, okay? Just like a bride. She is under her husband is ahead. She reflects that, and he knows that's his wife. She's reflects that, and they're working in concert with one another, and they got the flow going on. Now others that are not codified sisterhood in Katriel, that don't have the flow going on, they're self righteous and leaning to their own understanding. That's why their marriages are a hot mess. They're not codified. Mm-hmm. All right, God, fair sister, who did may the Most High bless you? You have the mic.
Yeah, if you're not codified, you're playing the whore role, which he says our nation has done. You're playing the whore role, running after every other god, every idol, but me, your husband. And in this chapter, Most High is laying it out. These are the things, if you follow the codifications, that are going to benefit you, Israel.
Right.
Yeah. Nations that come to you because we connected.
Right.
When we connect with Yah, that's when our fortunes will turn around.
Exactly.
So we don't understand that. We're trying to get our fortunes now from the Gentiles, but trust me, Yah said the Gentiles are going to bring their fortunes to you when you get the codifications correctly because they don't know who we are, like you said, and they're treating us like dirt.
Exactly.
And most often, he's going to take vengeance out on them because they're treating us like dirt. But they're going to get it when the time comes because the Most High is going to reveal who we are when we get it right because we got some work to do. I got work to do. Yeah. I got a job, baby. I got work to do.
Yeah.
You got work to do. I got a job, baby. He made me put a little note on that.
What was going on? Well, you know, when we were born, I was just thinking of it after, dang, we're all the same age. We're all like on the same page.
Here we are. Yeah, but see, just like in the beginning, I think you misunderstood what I was saying about Will and Jay. Come to find out, we were on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
So the Most High said he's giving us clemency. Not only is he giving us clemency, we're going to get paid for the time we've served. Not just the time we serve, but double for the time you serve. That's amazing.
Mm.
And we've been serving for a long time, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Woo.
For your shame, you shall have double. And we are shameful people, right? Our sisters are shaking their booties all in front of public. Brothers is bragging about their gangsters and how they kill people. That's shameful. Come on now. Your shame, you should have double. And for your confusion, confusion is in my brain. It's in the brains of our people, confusion.
Yep. All of confusion. That's what the word is today. Hey, hey, let me hear.
You don't like me laughing at you when you sing. I guess she gets tickled.
My wife?
Yeah.
What does she think? She probably said, shut up.
That's funny. What I like is in verse 10, when Isaiah says, which we should think this too, I greatly rejoice in Yah. My being exalts in my Elohim, for he has put garments of deliverance on me. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, which I classify as that, as the garden causes the seed to shoot up, so the Master Yah causes righteousness and praise to shout up before all nations. Not some and a few, but all nations. Whew.
So in order to get that, what do you call it? Garment of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
In order to acquire that garment of salvation, because who gives you that garment of salvation?
Okay.
Isaiah says that Yah has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. That's because you initiated the righteousness, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a bridegroom is decked himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorned herself with jewels. That's what it's going to feel like when you walk the path of righteousness and Yah adorns you with the garments of salvation and covers you with the robe of righteousness. That's what we're trying to get, right?
Right.
So you can see that Christianity got a lot of the flavor from this chapter.
You know what got you up to it? It seems like the smaller the chapter is, the more like dynamite. A nitroglycerin comes in small packages. See, the more powerful or impactful it has.
And the amazing thing, he talks about the spirit of Yah being upon him, which Shah said he's going to pour out his spirit upon his people, right? We haven't experienced that yet. But Isaiah is talking about the experience of it. The spirit of Yah, Elohim, is upon me. How does that feel? Whoa. Because Yah has anointed me to preach good tidings. That sounds like Christianity, but it's not. Unto the meek. Because what? The meek shall inherit the earth, right? He's only speaking to the meek. Because arrogant people is not going to hear this message. The ears are stopped up. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. How many of us are brokenhearted, Yahshua, of our people?
Most all of us.
So we should be reading the book of Isaiah, right? Because that's why he was sent. To bind up the brokenhearted. To do what? Proclaim liberty to the captives. Because that's what we are, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. So, you know, Maury Cottrell to open up the prison houses on the UNY's prison outreach program. Y'all's doing that. And I'm just going to work with him. opening of the prison to them that are bound. And how many of our people are bound in the prison?
All of us. We don't know.
So it's up, that's right. So it's up to us to proclaim the acceptable year of Yah. All right, trying to warn you, the day of vengeance of our Elohim. Who is he going to take vengeance out on? we done felt the wrath. It ain't going to be us.
Mm-hmm.
To comfort all that mourn. We the ones that's mourning. That's why we sing the blues. So imagine when we start singing with that everlasting joy, right, in the seventh verse, for your shame, you shall have double. And for your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. It's going to be double. For in their land, in our land, they shall possess double. Oh, my gosh. Everlasting joy shall be upon them. So we make songs that make people happy, right? Imagine when we sing in happy songs. Oh, Lord. Ooh-wee. The everlasting joy songs. Make it last forever. Don't let our love in.
Sing a happy song. Sing a happy song.
I wonder what the listeners are thinking. I guess they shake their head. We just can't see their expression.
They probably said they show elated for something coming.
I'm trying to tell y'all, these songs that we're going to be singing in the future is going to shake up the universe. We already got the attention of everybody when we sing. But these songs of joy are going to be like a billion times better than what we sing now.
Come on, sing a song, sing a happy song.
Yeah.
Oh, got a little tune there. Go ahead, brother.
My wife probably just said, shut up.
Not. You just showing that the OJs had any time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sing a happy song. Sing a happy
exactly.
song.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And we certainly going to be doing that, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Well, Sister Hootie, you got any commentaries or whatnot? I think you already gave yours.
Yeah,
Cartier, thank you. And thank the Most High and praise and bless His holy name for having such diligent individuals such as yourself that love the Most High and put in the work too. Every day that you're present, I only show you're putting in work, and I'm very grateful for it. I'm very, very grateful for you working. What it said, two is better than one, and three is better than all of them. Three chords.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it strong and binding, lasting and informative, different perspective coming to the same conclusion. Praise and thank the Most High for that. Cartrell, I know you're going to start on another book.
Yes, sir. The Book of Lamentations.
Ooh, yes. That's something. That's powerful, too.
So what y'all know about the Book of Lamentations? The Book of Lamentations.
From Jeremiah.
It's written by the prophet Jeremiah, Jeremiah who?
Mm-hmm. Jeremiah who? He was warning Israel what was happening and what did happen when they were being carried into what? Captivity.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
And
which is the beginning of our sorrows, right?
Right. And people overlook, you know, they don't use that as legitimate work of knowledge that will give you a picture. Make a quick statement. This man belittled this woman who she said the Torah exists. It's that we're not in our land, not so much our land, but we're scattered.
Right.
And he made it like, oh, you're going to wait on the Most High so he can teach you the Torah. You know, in some words, he's telling her she's ignorant. And I said, we need to get away from that language instead of saying, well, why do you think that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's have a discussion about it. Maybe we can learn something from one another.
Exactly.
I hope Lamentations will open people's minds to recognize the situation we are in right now. It is, this is today's historical account. All recognize that. We know it. So further ado, I'll stop talking.
Now, Cotrell is going to introduce to you about lamenting, not sing a happy song, sing a happy song, but lamenting as status.
The sad songs. This is singing the blues.
Because
the lamentation is singing the blues. Are we famous for singing the blues?
You better believe it.
Are we famous for singing the blues? Guess who started it? The prophet Yeremiah.
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't poke out. I didn't know you were going to say the prophet, but yeah.
Yeremiah was the founding father of the blues.
So you carried it on.
Huh? So, basically, give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel for prophets like Yeremiah, the weeping prophet, because he has so much love, so much affection, so much emotion for our people. He felt their pain, even though he was protected by Yah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's lamenting this sad, sad song. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
How does the city so solitary that was full of people? How has she become as a widow? She that was great among the nations and princes among the provinces. How has she become tributary? She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she hath none to comfort her. All friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are becoming her enemies. Judah is born into captivity because of affliction and because of great servitude. She dwelleth among the heathens. She findeth no rest. All persecutors overtake her between the straits. The ways of Zion do mourn, because none come to the solemn feast. When's the last time you've been to a solemn feast in Jerusalem?
Mm-hmm.
All her gates are desolate. I don't think there are any gates up that are standing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Her priests are, her virgins are afflicted. There's no more virginity in Israel. We don't preserve that until marriage. And
mm-hmm.
she is in bitterness. She hates her brothers who violate her innocency. Does
huh?
he want that?
Huh?
Huh?
All right, now.
Huh?
That's
huh?
why I was hating on the brothers. Okay. All right.
Yes, sir. She's in bitterness, and she has every right to be, right?
You better
every
believe.
Right to be.
You
You're not
believe.
Giving a dowry for her family. You just want the physical action. And she's bitter. It ain't just about the physical, my brother.
It's about taking care of her, valuing her. They ain't doing that. And she got a right, legitimate right, as you said, Katya, to be bitter, our sisters.
Yes. Her adversaries, whose adversaries? Israel's adversaries are the chiefs. That's why you run the vote. You're begging them to vote. You want them to rule over you. No. Your adversaries ain't supposed to rule over you. Your adversaries are your chiefs? Stop it. Her enemies prosper. Yeah, because you're a fool. You let them rule you. So Yah.
And after that, you're a fool.
Yeah, you're a fool. And they're prospering, aren't they? And we looking for a handout.
Yep.
All right? We love them government stimulus packages. Okay.
You better believe it.
For Yah has afflicted her. For the multitude of her transgressions, let
that's
me count
it.
The ways. Are we still that's stumbling it. In her transgressions, mm-hmm. aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Her children are going into captivity before the enemy. Yeah, you send your children to public school. And what do? They captivate their minds, don't they? You sending your children to public school. Her children are going into captivity straight from the birth. Your birth certificate, you're signing them over to captivity. Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Your birth certificate. When you put your name on that birth certificate, they put it all in capitals. They make you artificial, a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know? You become property of the state. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And from the daughters of Zion, all her beauty is departed. That's why she's wearing purple hair and green hair and blonde hair. She's trying to dye her skin. She wears spandex. No. Your natural beauty, your femininity is all you need, mama. You put in butt implants and breast implants. And you need all kind of McDonald's and Burger King. And our health is bad. What do you say? And from the daughters of Zion, all her beauty is departed. How much of the beauty is departed? Her princes are become like hearts that find no pastures, and they are gone without strength before the pursuer. Can't protect our women who've lost their beauty. What are we doing? We running around like we prey from the hunter. We have no strength to defend ourselves or our women, do we?
Not really.
Okay. Jerusalem, remembered in the days of her affliction and of her miseries, all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old. Oh, we was good when we followed the codification. When her people fell into the hand of the enemy and none did help her, the adversary saw her and did mock at her Shabbat. Yeah, they're mocking at your Shabbat. You're not really observing the Shabbat. Really? Come to the Shabbat? Okay, I'm going to give you permission to serve your God. Or Moray, I need a note to take off for Shabbat. Are you crazy? Jerusalem hath grievously sinned. Therefore, she is removed. All that honored her despise her, because they have seen her nakedness. Yea, she is sighed and turneth backwards. Yeah. How women they supposed to be twerking on videos and showing their bodies to the world? Chinese women don't do that. Japanese women don't do that. What other women do that? Oh, the European women does that, and we following them.
Mm-hmm.
Her filthiness is in her skirts. She's the mother of an everlasting nation. She remembereth not her last end. Therefore, she came down wonderfully. She had no comforter. That's why we got beef with our sisters. Brothers ain't trying to comfort sisters.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't looking for comfort from us. Oh, yeah. Behold my affliction, for the enemy hath magnified himself. They laughing at us. The adversary has spread out his hand upon all her present things. He's in control, right? Enemy's in control of all your pleasant things. But she has seen that the heathen entered into her sanctuary. Yeah. A woman is showing their private parts to the world. The heathen is allowing that and paying you money to do it. Whom thou didst command that they should not enter into thy congregation. You're not supposed to be affiliating with the heathen and the Gentiles. All her people sigh. They seek bread. They have given their pleasant things for meat to relieve the soul. See, O Yah, and consider, I am become vile. Is it nothing to you? All ye that pass by, behold, and see, if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, wherewith Yah hath afflicted me in the days of his fierce anger. Yahu is feeling it. From above, he has sent fire into my bones, because he see what's supposed to be right, but he can't really correct it. And it prevaileth against them. He has spread a net for my feet. He hath turned me back. He hath made me desolate and faint all the day. The yoke of my transgressions bound up by his hand. They are withered. They are come upon my neck. He hath made my strength to fail. Thou hast delivered me into their hands, from whom I am not able to rise up. And that's the position that we find ourselves. Thou hast trodden underfoot all the mighty men in the midst of me. They have called an assembly against me and crushed my young men. That's what we see. Yah have trodden the virgin, the daughter of Judah, as the winepress. How many virgins are left amongst that people? But these things I weep. My eyes I run it down with water. All you got to do is watch Maury Povich, and you'll cry. Because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. Why is he far from me? Why is he far from us? Because of our transgressions and our iniquities. My children are desolate because the enemy prevails. Yeah, we give our children to public education. They're not teaching our children to prosper and grow and bring out the best in themselves. No, they're preparing them to go to jail, especially the boys. And the women, they're preparing them to use them. Science spread forth her hands, and there is none to comfort her. Yah have commanded concerning Yahweh that his adversary should be round about him. Jerusalem is as a menstruous woman among them. So we fall for what we are supposed to be doing. I called for my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and my elders gave up the ghost of the city while I sought their meat to relieve their souls. Behold, oh yeah, for I am in distress, my bowels are troubled. My heart is turned within me, for I have grievously rebelled. Abroad the sword be grievous. At home there is as death. They have heard that I sigh. There is none to comfort me. All my enemies have heard my troubles. They are glad that thou hast done it. Oh, yeah, they're celebrating. They've got their foot and their knee in our neck. That will bring the day that thou hast called, and they shall be like unto me. Yeah, I'm suffering right now, but you're going to reverse the table because I know you promised that. Let all their wickedness come before you and do unto them as thou hast done unto me for all my transgressions, for my sighs are many and my heart is faint. What poetry. Praise Yah.
What beauty. What beauty. Cartrell.
Yes, sir.
You know, there's nothing hidden here. For our nation are concerned, for our women are concerned, for our men are concerned, for as the enemy between one another because of lack of codification, and so on and so forth. Nothing hidden here. So if they study with the right spirit and the right heart, it's crystal clear. And you're not confused because you'll know Yah speaking about us as a nation. You're speaking about our women's behavior. You're speaking about our men's behavior because we're all joined together. Because any Hebrew Israelite anywhere, we should be concerned about everywhere. Our sisters, our brothers, our so-called leaders that are leading us to vote and so on and so forth, looking for solution. Which way did the white man go? And not knowing or ignorant of the fact, whatever's happening to us, they're going to reap what they sow in the final analysis. Praise Yah and bless his holy name.
Praise Yah. For real, for real. Just
for
lays
real?
It out. I mean, it's a diagnosis of what's wrong with us. Right?
Exactly.
The waves of Zion do mourn because none come to the solemn feast. We could be doing it in captivity. What Yahweh would say? Y'all ain't coming to the solemn feast because the solemn feast is supposed to be held in Jerusalem.
Exactly.
All the gates are desolate. What gates? The gates of Jerusalem, right?
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, when they came back out of Babylon under King Cyrus, that's what they were doing, building the gates of the city, the walls and the uh-huh. gates. So our gates are desolate. How you doing, solemn feast?
And we said our land is in rest. Rest is Sabbath is resting. And it's
and you're doing a solemn feast in your mind. But your virgins are afflicted.
Mm-hmm.
How are your virgins afflicted? Brothers ain't paying dowries to their family, right?
Mm-hmm.
They take them out on a date to McDonald's, and then
yeah.
it's wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, they just trying to get booty calls. They're trying to get booty calls. And understand that our women ought to feel somewhat slighted and scorned, and they're drawing a feminist
yeah.
movement. They're joining lesbianism groups and so on and so forth. Because our actions are complicit in their actions and vice versa.
Because your adversaries are your chiefs. Your enemies prosper. Yah have afflicted her for the multitude of our transgressions. Your children are going into captivity before the enemy every time you send them into public school, which do not teach them their history, their roots, and their culture, and who they really are.
You know what's interesting is that it's showing us in this paragraph, which is long, this chapter, I mean, that it always points out our indiscretion, our transgression, and how we plead and wrong, because they said we was a great nation. We must do some right for what happened, integrated with the other nations, and we suffered. And he always spells out suffering that we have been through. That's when you said that Jeremiah was the first, the blues. And it reflects in our music, our pain and suffering, and our happiness, too, in our DNA. And I always have, like, I can't say an antidote, but always a solution. If you turn back to me, if you don't do this, this will happen. But I will save you. You always found your only savior. There's no other out of it. But we're reading what our ancestors had to go through, and we're still going through it all over the world. Anytime they want to leave Ukraine, and how they're ripping up, like you mentioned so many times, Jamsu, Africa, and various other places, Jamaica, Madagascar, Yemen, just to name a few. So it's evident we're living it. So why should the scriptures lie? See what I'm saying? It's so simple. And people will push back and get angry and say all kind of things. Well, you must not believe in the Torah. You must think. And I'm saying, why are you so defensive? You sound like some new Christians don't sound like that. And you're so defensive. Put the guard down. Listen. If not to me, read, study, ask the Most High through your studies to get clarity and not be argument. So that is, Lamentations is a very powerful book.
Which and it sounds, asks the question, how much value do you place in the word of Yah? Because your soul and your life is at stake.
And I tell you, we're a joke. They saw you so religious going, I'm religious. What are you talking about? But then I'm getting like, I understand it now a little bit better. He said, people are going to deny you. People are going to say all kind of things. But you stay fast and steadfast on our Creator, Maker of all things. And then continue, now we have these studies within the course of our day, in our living and who we communicate with. We have the nature. We're developing the nature of the Most High. Can't be him, but we're developing the nature. And I can see it in my comings and goings. Not just people are nice, but he has protected you. He has protected us. That's why I always pray that we go from to and fro, that we harm no one and no one harms us, and Most High surround us with the arm around us, and protect us. And have mercy on us when you discipline us. Please have mercy.
Praise Thank Yah. You. I agree with you, sister. Have mercy on us. Cadrea, Sister Hootie, thank you for another fabulous study in the Most High and the codification process. Praise and bless his holy name to such people that are dedicated to him, humble to him, humble to one another, understanding the code. Praise and bless his holy name. And now, you know, it's Friday night, which, you know, we take the opportunity to praise the Most High. So, Sister Hootie, I'll let you start off. You have any thanksgiving or praise to the Most High?
Like, you know, I'm on cloud nine. I'm a little nervous and excited. I'll be stepping off into, I consider, a renewed life. He has renewed me, given me the opportunity to serve him. I've always asked, let me serve you. Not an ultimatum and say, well, If you let me move, I serve you. I said, but I'm going to continue. But gracious and humble enough that I can be in a space my life given to the service of the Most High. In my walk, and I reiterate, in my talk, all in my actions. That's why it was so, and I talked to my aunt earlier. Well, she said her heart sunk too, and mine did too, with that Will debacle thing. But I had to keep the eye on the prize, even though, you know, we have, it's nothing wrong with having hope. You know, it's nothing wrong with that to a certain extent, that you feel people are in a position to make some changes. So sometimes you have to concentrate on yourself. That's what I'm saying. I'm thankful that I can get up and walk. Some people can't walk, younger than me, and can't even walk out their door. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That I can walk a mile. That I can still do things that some people cannot do, that he's allowed me, and I'm so thankful. And like I said, I don't care if I sleep on the floor. I have my own place, my room, technically. Because what I had to go through here, and the landlord is not a great landlord, but Yah has softened her heart and has really helped me out. Because it's a shame when people have to live with no heat. I didn't complain. And I've learned through the years, you negotiate with people with different things. Not negotiate on the word of the Most High. That's not what I'm saying. But in our livelihood, I always say we have to learn to maneuver in this society. Which some of us, we talked earlier, fall short of it. They do, it, their attitude, well, we might as well do what the Romans do. And look what he did. He unveiled, what did he do? Lifted up our skirts. Appalling and ashamed. So with that, I am thankful. I feel that I pray for our people who are calling on him. Give him mercy. Not just people I know, but people I don't know all over the world. Because we have hardships, and hardships are going to continue to come. This is not over. And we got to be strong. Shalom.
So Yehudi felt by knowing codification, the Most High, you can be what you want to be. You ain't got no responsibility on cloud nine.
Cloud nine.
Cloud nine, baby. He comes back straight. My wife in there probably said, shut up. I ain't got this. You got the mic, brother. Praise y'all.
Praise Yah all the time, forever and ever. Mm-hmm. I just want to thank and praise Yah for the life he's given me, for allowing me to have the heart and the spirit to listen to his word, to seek him out so that he can direct and order my steps. I thank him for my parents that gave me the wisdom to be on this path, because without them, I don't know where I would be.
Well,
but
hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Just the strength of having spiritual understanding, which most people lack because they'll put it in the realm of religion and forsake the Most High altogether. They want to be strong mentally and physically, but there is a spiritual realm. And through prayer, my father always used to tell me, our most powerful weapon is prayer. When we connect to the powers that created the heavens and the earth, there's no other power that you need to tap into, and no other power can overcome that power. So our greatest weapon is prayer as Yah's priestly people, and we have to learn to really connect with Yah. And the only way it's going to happen is we walk the path of righteousness and not the path where we, you know, are leaning on our inclinations and our own understanding. But it takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of study. But you have to want it. You have to have a willing heart. And that's what Yah is seeking, a willing heart. So, once again, I give praise to the Most High that he gave me a willing heart and ears to hear and a mind to see and eyes to see the path that he's chosen for me, and that I'm not rebellious in walking that path that he's given me. So, mm-hmm. All praise and honor and glory to the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah, Kadriel. Sister Abigail, you sitting back in the cut? You got any praise and thanksgiving to the Most High? If you do, hit number one. We'll bring you right on.
And Most High bless you.
Yeah, I think Abigail's being incognito. There she go. Sister Abigail, God bless you. Your mic is hot.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Yes, you know I can't pass up praising Yah. So first things first, all praises to the Holy One of Israel, God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
You know, last week I wanted to get on, but something came up, and I had to just get off the phone real quick.
Right.
But anyway, I'm just grateful and have so much gratitude that even this for this platform and knowing, getting to know y'all through this word thing, I'm getting being codified every day that we on here. Mm-hmm. And I have to admit, y'all is doing a lot of work with me because I am definitely not what I used to be. My whole attitude, my life is changing for me. It seems like every time I turn around, if I think something is about to block my way, whichever way I go, it's been removed out of my way. And I know if it wasn't for Yah, these things wouldn't be happening for me. Mm-hmm. And I keep on constantly pushing, and I'm doing my study, and I'm going to always be here. And I love y'all so much, and I'm grateful. Oh, and one more thing before I forget. Yesterday was Greg's birthday.
How old is Greg?
His 7th birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday, Gregory.
Yeah. And Tatia, I heard what you said.
Isn't Gregory's brother named Prince?
Now you get me, let me get all my two great grands straightened out here. Wait a minute. Prince is Gregory's cousin.
Okay.
His little cousin. Gregory got a sister now named Paris.
A sister?
Oh, wait a minute. Do I got it wrong? Wait a minute. See, I told you I got, they getting on so many of them coming around now, I can't keep up with them. Prince is his cousin,
right.
And Paris is Prince's sister.
Okay,
the
Paris.
New great grand.
Okay.
Hosea is Gregory's brother, little brother.
His name is what?
Hosea.
Okay.
Is Gregory's brother.
Okay,
so now Kyle, he's not ready to be the gatekeeper yet. I mean, he's still in training, so you got to give him a little more time. I can't have my great grandbaby pushing me out. Get rid of me. I'm not going nowhere. Y'all told me to stay here, so I'm not going. So Gregory got to stay a train. Sister Hoodie, I love you, sister.
Oh, I love you too.
I'm glad you able to move and everything. I know that's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard moving around. I know I've been going through that, packing and packing, and that's another thing. Gregory and his mom moving south. Told Contrail was Georgia, but it's not. They're moving to North Carolina.
Why North Carolina?
I don't know, but I told her. They busy still packing up and trying to get out of there. Mm-hmm. But that's where she wants to go. I told her, I don't know about all that. But if push come to shove, I might just have to go down there with them. I might move with them. Who knows?
That's but do Bree have a family or infrastructure down there?
Yeah. Otherwise, I definitely wouldn't be all right with her going. You know, You know, her dad is like, oh, I don't know about this.
Right.
But
he ain't feeling that.
You can't. You know, something like you said too, also about your daughter. We have to learn when to let go. Just like our parents let us go, we got to let them go.
Exactly.
And just put them in y'all's hand, and he will take care of them.
That's the only thing we can.
And we have land in North Carolina, you know.
Huh?
We have land in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah? No, 88. Well, you got to tell me more about that.
Yeah, it's a brother. There's a brother that's part of the Goshen. Got 80 acres. And Elder Shemaiah is going down there to find out where the water is at.
Yes, I remember hearing about that. Especially when y'all were talking about Goshen, yeah.
Okay.
But,
yes, ma'am.
But anyway, like I said, I just leave everything in y'all's hand. I just pray. And wherever he decides, you know, what they decide, I just ask y'all to keep them safe. And wherever I decide I want to go, I want to ask him to guide me and keep me safe. But anyhow.
We know Little Gregory keeps you on point, Mama.
Huh?
So we know Little Gregory keeps you on point.
Oh, Lord, you better believe it. Until I start clearing my voice, and then he gets the idea. You know, like when Grandma used to roll her eyes at me, go, let me look at him funny. He'll go sit down real quick.
How adults have that power with children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. We have that look. We have such a unique way in how we discipline our children.
Listen,
Little
Gregory got
codification. Generations also, because that's what my grandma did to me, that's what I do to them. But see, I get down on the floor with them, I play with them and everything. That's my exercise. And but they know after I finish playing, when I say enough is enough, if I look at them a certain way, they know that's it. That's the aim of the end of that game, whatever game going on. Right?
Well, we already know that Little Gregory had the codes. From
Exactly.
Yes, indeed.
Although Cartrell's trying to put him on the gate at 7 years old, he got
to go. No.
That's why I said he's training, and plus he's not knocking me out of my job.
I didn't say he was knocking out your job. I just said he's keeping you on your job, keeping you on point. Yeah.
But see, y'all put me in that position, and that's where I stay until y'all remove me.
Sister, let me say this right quick. The reason why sometimes I get upset with myself, because I think, oh, I forget about Ivy. I let her know we care about her. Because my brother that died over 16 years ago, he was the Most High. He's a gatekeeper. And that the Most High sent to be a gate. And so it's a very important job. It's just amazing. So it just warms my heart. But go ahead. I just had to say that because it reminded me of my brother.
Thank you. Like I said, I hope y'all just keep on blessing us all. And everybody stay safe. You know what kind of people we're around. Mm-hmm. So... And like you always say, we in this prison, so just be careful because we don't know which guard is going to go cut loose on us next.
Exactly.
So just keep praying and stay safe. And may y'all bless us all. I love you all, family.
We love you too.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Well, I'd like to thank the Most High for each of you. And I pray that the Most High bless each of you, even the children among us, universally speaking, especially the one that contact and close relationship on this study show, and praise the Most High for us sharpening each other. And I'd like to thank the Most High for his mercy when we fall short and his kindness. And I'd like to thank the Most High for the possibility of having my soul restored for his name's sake, my help, a new spirit and heart, just like King David. and to continue this work that we do on the Real Talk for Real People show. And I'd like to ask the Most High to bless those in radio land and let him continue to direct and order your steps and stop leaning to your own understanding. It ain't cute, and it ain't working for you. It's working on you. Believe that. And as I said, for me, the Most High, a new spirit in the heart like King Dog, we suggest to you that you ask the Most High for one also. So it can help facilitate your studies, help you to be humble, help you to be contrite, and help you to love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbors, your brothers and sisters, as yourself, so you don't make a fool out of yourself like Will Smith in regards to one. Because you value each other just like the Most High value us. Praise and bless.
Right.
Well, ladies and Cottrell, you want to say shalom and good night and bye to the people.
Yes, yes. Yah will bless us. Yah will keep us. Yah will make his face shine upon us. Yah will be gracious unto us and bless us with peace. But we have to start with Yah will gather
.us. Amen.
Mm. Well,
amen.
I thank you. And hold up the listening audience. You take what we say, study on your own, put it in your life, and try it. Try the Most High. You're never wrong. Good night and hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sister Abby? Yes. Shalom, family, and may the Most High bless all.
Shalom. And we love, stop living just enough for the city. Start living for the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Get codified. We love you. Shalom, and good night.
In Hotdown, Mississippi, surrounded by four mothers, ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in.